From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
'Voting for the ninth nationwide local elections and by-elections kicks off at over 1,400 polling stations across the nation. Seoul and Washington enter day two of their first round of negotiations to implement security agreements reached between their leaders at last year's summit. And South Korea closely monitors activity between China and North Korea amid speculation that Chinese President Xi Jinping might visit Pyongyang this month. South Koreans are heading to the polls today in the ninth nationwide local elections. Voters are choosing leaders at every level of government, from metropolitan mayors and provincial governors to local council members across more than 1,400 polling stations. Turnout is already shaping up to be exceptionally high, with early voting hitting a record of over 23%, surpassing the previous record set in 2022. Polls are open until 6 p.m., when major broadcasters will release a joint exit poll. Our Yoon So-hyang has more.
Voting for the ninth nationwide local elections and by-elections kicked off at 6 a.m. Wednesday at over 1,400 polling stations across the nation. Voters are selecting 16 metropolitan mayors and provincial governors, 16 superintendents of education, 227 local government heads, and approximately 4,000 local council members. The by-elections for parliamentary seats are being held in 14 constituencies nationwide. According to the National Election Commission, the number of eligible voters stands at 44.64 million for the local elections and 2.26 million for the by-elections. The early voting rate for local elections and by-elections carried out Friday and Saturday reached a record high for local elections at 23.51%. The previous high of 20.62% was posted in the previous local elections held in 2022. Those who are elected on Wednesday will serve a four-year term that begins July 1st and ends June 30th, 2030. Polling stations will be open until 6 p.m., and voters must present a form of government-issued identification, such as a resident registration card, passport, or driver's license. South Korea's three major terrestrial broadcasters, KBS, MBC, and SBS, will conduct a joint exit poll, with results to be released through their election coverage as soon as voting ends at 6 p.m. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
Leaders of the rival parties urged supporters to head to the polls and maximize voter turnout on Election Day. The ruling Democratic Party encouraged voter participation on Wednesday, saying votes are stronger than bullets and power comes from the ballot box. Party Chairman Jung Chung-rae urged supporters to vote during the party's final election committee meeting at the National Assembly, saying a single vote could determine the outcome of an election and shape local policies. The main opposition People Power Party likewise urged its supporters to cast their ballots, saying every vote can influence both individual lives and the nation's future. Speaking at the party's final campaign committee meeting at the National Assembly, Party Chair Jang Dong-hyuk urged supporters to exercise their right to vote, stressing that abstaining from voting is equivalent to giving up one's freedom. Voter turnout in South Korea's ninth nationwide local elections reached 54.7% as of 4 p.m. Wednesday. That's already higher than the final tally 4 years ago, which was 50.9%. According to the National Election Commission, Wednesday's figure, which includes ballots cast during the two-day early voting period, represents over 24.4 million voters. Early voting, held Friday and Saturday, drew a record 23.51% of eligible voters, the highest percentage ever for a local election. KBS and other major broadcasters will release the results of their joint exit poll for the local elections at 6 p.m. Wednesday. The poll is conducted by the Korea Election Pool, a joint election forecasting committee formed by the country's three major broadcasters, KBS, MBC, and SBS, along with the Korea Broadcasters Association. The exit poll is based on surveys conducted at 595 designated polling stations nationwide, where every fifth voter leaving a polling station is selected through a fixed interval sampling method. Exit polling of early voters is prohibited under election law. So the Korea Election Pool adjusts its projections using the results of telephone surveys of those who cast ballots during the early voting period. KBS World will provide prompt coverage of the exit poll results on its website, world.kbs.co.kr, as well as through KBS World Radio News and Korea 24. South Korea and the United States have entered the second day of their first round of formal negotiations to implement security agreements reached between their leaders at a summit last year. The U.S. delegation arrived at the Foreign Ministry building in Seoul on Wednesday and resumed talks with South Korean officials after attending the inaugural session of the consultations on Tuesday. The first day of talks, attended by First Vice Foreign Minister Park Yoon-ju and U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Allison Hooker, focused on South Korea's plans to build nuclear-powered submarines. The two sides reportedly discussed key areas of cooperation, including the supply of nuclear fuel needed to operate such vessels. Wednesday's talks are expected to center on South Korea's long-standing request for the right to enrich uranium and reprocess spent nuclear fuel for civilian and commercial purposes. South Korea is closely monitoring activity between China and North Korea amid the possibility that President Xi Jinping will make a rare trip to Pyongyang this month, as the two sides mark the 65th anniversary of their friendship treaty. A recent increase in the use of larger planes for Air China's flights to Pyongyang is only fueling speculation. Rosine Park has more.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Tuesday that it's closely monitoring whether Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit North Korea. Earlier observations suggested Xi's visit could happen between late May and early June, but analysts said it was difficult to pin down due to various Chinese diplomatic schedules. Now observers believe Xi will make the visit around Thursday of next week, the 65th anniversary of the signing of the China-North Korea Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation and Mutual Assistance, the only such defense pact China has with any nation. The government in Seoul has been paying attention to recent changes in Chinese flights to the north. In particular, flag carrier Air China has deployed larger Airbus A330 planes for its regular flights between Beijing and Pyongyang and added cargo planes to its roster. According to diplomatic circles, a potential visit by President Xi to North Korea would require prior logistical preparations, such as increasing flight frequencies or upgrading aircraft to accommodate a large entourage and equipment. Last month, the American news magazine Time reported, citing anonymous sources, that the Chinese leader will make a state visit to North Korea soon, while a senior government official in Seoul also confirmed the possibility based on intelligence. NK News, an independent media outlet specializing in North Korea, reported this week that a large structure believed to be a viewing platform was installed in Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
All five of the victims who were killed in an explosion at a Hanwha aerospace plant in the central city of Daejeon earlier this week have been identified. According to the Daejeon Metropolitan Police on Wednesday, the National Forensic Service matched the DNA from the victims with genetic samples from family members. The victims' remains have been handed over to the families. Earlier, Hanwha Aerospace said the workers were in the process of cleaning gunpowder residue off of equipment at the time of Monday's explosion, which also injured two other people. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.